Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, gave people who came to the States as children access to temporary legal status, which allowed them to go to school and get jobs. President Trump ended the DACA program in September, but gave Congress until March 5th to come up with a more permanent plan for Dreamers. Victoria Cruz is with the Michigan League for Public Policy. She says for most DACA recipients, the U.S. is the only home they've ever known.
About a quarter of all DACA recipients are parents themselves. And so we're also talking about families with mixed legal statuses in which some members are undocumented while others are U.S. citizens. And so it's another layer of vulnerability, really, for these families.
Cruz says Democrats were expected to use the issue of funding the government as leverage to get something passed before the holidays. But the government has since been funded through mid-January. Cruz says every day, 122 people across the country lose their status, leaving them vulnerable to deportation. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.